This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You got to draft the right guy or you got to go acquire the right guy. That takes a lot. So Mike and I will definitely get into that today because I've heard all the stuff over the weekend about Trae Young and, oh, well, it's time for him to go. And if it is, so be it. You better get a haul for him. But, Mike, I don't know if they're going to do that. So
I don't think they got the I don't think they got the minerals to do it. I mean, the balls. That's code. I just gave up the code. But, yeah, I don't think they've got the
– onions!
I don't think they've got it. I don't. And you'd get more for him, but everything you just said. And we'll dive deep because there's also some stuff. One of those great – I know fans go crazy with those anonymous polls when they talk about players that are respected or not respected around the league. We'll get into that later.
All right. Let's talk about our Braves, Mike, because what a weekend, man. I mean, seriously. Rangers are a good club, guys. They just won the World Series. That wasn't a fluke. They played the best baseball at the end of the season. They turn right back around. They come in here. They're hot. And we handle them. Friday night, Travis d'Arnaud, 3 home runs, including a grand slam, drives in 6. And you go, all right, great night. Then he came back, Mike, and had another home run on Saturday as the Braves win. I thought Morton was great on Saturday. I thought Sale was great on Friday. That's what we're going to need from these guys.
And he played, I think it was 8 games in, I want to say 10 days. And so they gave him a rest. I just felt, you know, when a guy's on the heater that that Travis d'Arnaud is on, I just thought it was, I didn't want to tweet it because I didn't want to trigger people. I had like Bobby Cox flashbacks. If this was later in the season, it would be different. But this is early in the year. You can't win them all. And Chadwick Tromp did a nice job. I know that he did have one base knock. There was nobody. I think we left one guy on base. And then Kelnick was on when he struck out one inning. But, you hate to sit a guy who's red hot the way that he's seeing the ball. And the irony is we lose the game and the Phillies are on a 6-game win streak.
Yeah.
And so it does matter, kids. But the Phillies just a game back now in the NL East.
All right. By the way, the loss yesterday, Ozuna's still hot, guys. He's got 9 home runs. League leading. 9 home runs as we speak. They got out to a great start. He hits that 3-run homer in the first.
And Vines can't hold that 3-run lead.
No, and then they end up losing 6-4, but the series is what it's about, and they get the series win. Let's hear Brian Snicker, Mike, about Travis d'Arnaud, because I'm kind of with you on this. Let him play. I mean, if d'Arnaud went to him and said, hey, I'm exhausted, I need a day, that's one thing. I don't think that happened, but here's Snit.
It's good. It's just like, you know, really last night and anytime Travis is involved, and because they trust him and know he does the work, and he's caught Charlie a lot. And so, you know, they've now been together a while, so I think they pretty much know what each other's thinking.
Yeah, I mean, and he's talking about, you know, catching Charlie and then turning around and, you know, having Sale. He caught both of those guys Friday and Saturday. I just feel like d'Arnaud's offense is – it's underappreciated. He's been a really good hitter since he got to the Braves. And, you know, you go back to our World Series and all the things that have happened with this team, Mike, we talk a lot about everybody else except d'Arnaud. He's a clutch hitter in those big moments.
No, you take it for granted. And I know last year, you know, Murph, you know, he kind of tailed off a little bit statistically at the end, but little D always seems to get up for the big moments, going back to 21. And I just, that's why when you see a guy who, because when you're on that kind of, like Michael Jordan talks about it, when the bucket, it just seems like, you know, literally like it's three times the size. When you're seeing the baseball the way that Darno is, you're like, just keep rolling with a hot hand. But it is like, it is a grind to be where he is at his stage of his career, you know, behind the dish every night, which he's had to be. So they give him the night off. I thought more about Vines not being able to hold that lead. The other thing is, and you can't put this on Trump, it was the bottom of the eighth, first and third, nobody out. So you say, okay, here we go. It's going to be another Braves come from behind. Olsen whiffs. Ozuna pops out behind second base. And then Arcia strikes out Coral. And that's where, man, lately they just don't do that. They usually get some runs out of that. So that's where the game, for my money, was lost.
Yeah, I'll take the series win. They continue this homestand, which is good news. We're going to talk to Grant McCauley coming up a little bit later on in the show. But the Braves are in a good spot. But Mike's right. You know, the Phillies, listen, we knew that that's probably going to be the team that we're going to have to be, you know, aware of. I don't think they're better than us necessarily, but when you talk about winning this division, if that's the goal, and it always is, but they're going to compete against us. It's not going to be the Marlins. It's not going to be the Mets. It's going to be the Phillies. And right now, they're playing some really good baseball as well. Let me hear Travis Darno in that Grand Slam, guys, because on Friday, Mike, that was probably the coolest thing that has happened at Truist this season, when you have three home runs and then you have one of them being a Grand Slam.
This one is hit well. Deep left center field. It is a grand slam for Travis Darno. His third homer of the night. And the Braves lead 7-3.
Now, over the weekend, I met Wendy Mary. She's a big, big 92.9 The Game listener. Big Dukes and Bell fan. Big fan of the Braves. And it was funny because I saw her and she said, hey, she had like a Braves, you know, shirt on or something. And I said, oh, it's a cool Braves shirt. And she said, yeah, too bad I didn't get a chance to watch the game last night.
Apple TV.
Yeah. That was Friday, Mike.
Yeah, it's tough when you get Apple on Friday and then, of course, Sunday. I think the Braves got a great chance to win this division. Oh, God. They don't make it easy, ESPN. And the only cool part was hearing Kirk Cousins in the booth. We talked about that earlier. That was kind of neat. He popped in for the fifth. And it was like 1-2-3, so they basically stuck for the whole inning. But, yeah, Apple TV, it's not everybody's cup of tea. And you just look, Brandon Gaudin is just like a comfortable pair of jeans or shoes or whatever. He's easy to listen to, you know? I would prefer to hear more Moylan, if I'm honest, and more Francoeur on that broadcast. But, yeah, you feel frustrated when you don't get your regular guys.
Yeah, that was the thing. And I don't know, Chris, do we know how many of those games are going to be on Apple? Like, how many games are slated to be on Apple this year? Because I'm with Mary. Like, when she said that, I was like, yeah, I don't know how many people actually caught the game last night.
I want to say it's 6 to 8 or more than that, right?
But here's – we get back to this, Mike. Right. I'm buying the package for 6 to 8 games? Like, seriously? I don't know about that.
Well, are we getting – Chris, is it 10 games that they're going to be on Apple this year? We talked about it. Chris is going to look it up right now.
All right, fair enough.
He's taking off his shoes, so it's got to be more than
listen, every now and then, I get it, and the league is in control of this, guys, by the way. This is Major League Baseball, right? So don't sweat the fact that this is the Braves trying to take
but
games
this is
away from
just
it.
Like with Amazon when they made that switch to Thursday night. They put something out there you want. And again, we'll stream it like we did with the NFL with Peacock, so they know they got you over a barrel. It's just frustrating because you lose your broadcast. 2 through the first half. That's okay. All they've announced. So that's not bad.
No, you know what that is. Flex.
Right.
They want to say who's good, and then they're going to be able to flex some of those games and put them on. That's what that's about. All right, it's Dukes and Bell. Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. Atlanta United, guys, not the result you wanted.
No, man, we're getting back in. I don't like this. This is like the post-COVID United that just played like crap and would blow leads. And some of it was because of injuries at times. But, yeah, this is one where you got to play with poise. Philadelphia Union, that's a really good team. FC Cincinnati, another good team. You can't give those wins away. And that's one that just – that was a draw that felt like a loss to Philadelphia we talked about last week. Very frustrating. Hopefully they're going to find a way to nip this in the bud because that's one thing earlier, Carl. They were not losing at home and not blowing leads at home. That's for darn sure.
No doubt. We talked about the NFL draft, and this is a big week. Thursday, first-round coverage. Mike and I will be down at Mercedes-Benz bringing you the latest. But deals are already going down. As a matter of fact, former Jets starting quarterback and the number 2 overall pick, Zach Wilson, has been traded to the Broncos. He is headed to Denver, Mike. Now, do the Broncos think this is the answer to their quarterback situation and they don't draft one now? I don't know what the evaluation is from Sean Payton, but he is being traded to the Broncos. So now if you were – and Mike, we've been saying this. If you thought the Broncos were in the move, maybe trying to move down to go get a quarterback, maybe they're not now.
Well, I mean, if you feel Zach – so Zach Wilson, Jarrett Stidham would be then potentially battling for that job. You know, unless Sean Payton, you know, his level of ego, we know it's as big as the great outdoors. I can fix him. Now, or it's just simply it's a good deal for them. What was the cost on this? It's relatively expensive.
It's a late round pick swap. Yeah, for a seventh.
Yeah, so you're giving up nothing. You get fish heads and rice, as the man would say. So, yeah, you can try to – I still think that doesn't preclude them from going and getting a quarterback.
By the way, that was a number two overall pick.
Bum.
And you just gave him away –
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.